Good evening, my Duchess. Today is the 22nd of March, 1970, and it's the second day of spring. Back home, it's the 21st, the first day of spring. And it's Sunday here. I have made a couple of notes because each time I make a tape, so many things I forget, and I remember it so much later. And I'm sure you do the same thing. Oh, I had a letter from you today. It was very nice, telling me about Bea and Henry coming down. And you got your chair. Duchess, I know you have mentioned this chair before, but in the beginning, I don't think I knew anything about the chair until you were getting it or paying on it. What kind of a chair is it, and what color is it? I'm glad you like it, though, and I know what you mean about moving all the furniture around to see where it looks best. The letter was the one, Duchess, you had the little Erin Gobrah flag in it, and that was real cute. You know, on St. Patty's Day, of course, I have to wear a uniform every day, but I had received a card from Don, and on the outside it had two little stick'em shamrocks, so I cut them out and I pinned it on my uniform when I went to work. And of course everybody, Jane and Betty and all, they were a little jealous because they hadn't thought to put any green on in the morning, and I had them on at 7 o'clock at breakfast, so then they had to copy and cut out little shamrocks and wear them too. But it was a good day. And in fact, I tried to put a call through to you later. The next day, really, because we're a day ahead of you over here. We know we have these Mars station, Duchess. You've heard me speak of them before. And you're supposed to be able to put through a call. And everybody else around here has made calls home. And I have tried four or five times. I tried it in Korea. And for one reason or another, I never have any luck. And I just thought it would be kind of nice if I called you on St. Patrick's Day and wished you a happy St. Patty's Day. In fact, the man that I was calling, the Mars station, he said, "Oh, I'll call you back in 20 minutes. Well, I waited a couple of hours, and he never called back. So, see, what happens, they get a call, and they relay it just so far. And he had an open line at that point into Arizona. And then you just pay the charges from Arizona to New Jersey. And everybody else gets calls through, you know, 2-3 times a week. I just don't have any luck. But I don't worry about it because, you know, you get used to it and you get disappointed. And if I get it, it would be a surprise and would be nice. But if I don't, I'll just keep making the tapes. And this is a commercial tape, you know, one that I purchased in the PX, so it's not so full. It's rather skimpy. Let's see, what else? I wanted to comment on a couple things you had mentioned before. On the package from Australia, Duchess, there must be another package coming, because I have a list somewhere, and I should have sent the list to you. There were two sheepskin rugs, and they're white, fluffy rugs. There's no doubt as to what they are when you see them. And then one is a kangaroo rug. And that's probably what you got, is the kangaroo rug. It's squares, small squares, sewn together to make a large rectangular rug. And then, in addition, I had sent home a kangaroo skin. Now, I had a laugh, you know, in your previous letter, you thought maybe it was a bear skin. And I thought, my goodness, I bought sheep rugs, kangaroo rugs, and kangaroo skin, but I didn't buy sheep. a bear. Anyway, there must be another package, Duchess, because I'm sure they couldn't put all three rugs and the kangaroo skin. The kangaroo skin isn't that big, but let's hope there's another package coming. If it doesn't, I'll have to try and check it. I think I still have the sales slip someplace. I don't know. Anyway, I was a little disappointed because I'm sure you would have been delighted with these sheepskin rugs. You know, you could put that in the bathroom or next to the bed or wherever. Anyway, keep me posted on whether or not it comes. Let's see. Oh, I had a very nice letter from Aunt Rose, and she had mentioned you had called her, and she seems to be doing all right. She, you know, has had this problem with arthritis, and I guess she's a lot better. She, one good thing, she has not lost her sense of humor. She wrote a very delightful letter, and she said possibly she and Mother may be going to Florida again, if she's well enough. I think this would be nice. And then, I also, in fact, I haven't answered Aunt Rose's letter. I started to write. I've got half a letter finished. And, of course, I don't have that much time. So, but I do want to answer it. And I also had a letter from Jean Smith. And Jean was telling me that, and evidently they don't want my brother to know about this because Mother's not sure she's going to get this apartment. You know, Jean put in a word to one of her friends, and Mother has made an application out for senior citizens' apartments or something. We used to live, Duchess, by Hella Parkway, and Mother's quite pleased about it. They seem to think maybe in April or May she might get a room or an apartment. And so Aunt Rose was telling me about it, too, and I guess it'll be all right. I just, you know, Mother's kind of far from John. She's about 15, 20 miles. But I think Mother doesn't want to tell John and Faith until she knows for sure she has it. And I feel a little bit better if she were closer to them, but maybe in the long run she's better off. I don't know. Anyway, and I should write to Mother. I should write to everybody. I must answer Jean's letter. That's the first time I've had a letter from Jean in a long, long time. I'm not sure I've answered any of them. But, what else? Oh, and I also had a letter, Duchess, from Pat and Gary. Pat wrote to thank me very much for the camera. Remember, October or November, I sent a camera, the one that Gary had asked me about. Gary had asked me if I came across one, would I pick it up for him? It's a movie camera, one of these super ones. And I sent it to him, and they want to know how much they owe me. Well, I have to write a note back to them. I just would like them to have it as a gift, you know, because I don't send them anything as a rule. So, again, I must write. It's terrible. I'm so pleased to hear from these people, but I just don't have any time. I never have it, Duchess. And when I do have time, I don't want to write because I'm just too tired. In fact, I've been really getting a lot of mail lately, and I think it's because people have been thinking that I've been coming home, you know, and so they're writing to find out when. I'd like to know that myself. I extend it to just 3 more months. This will take me to 19 June, because I could have gone home 19 March, so I extended April, May, June. And I found out, Jane pointed this out. In fact, poor Jane's been really putting the screws on to all of us, to myself and Betty and Charmaine, about staying, extending. You know, we're so short and we're so busy. She would like very much for Beth Carney to get out of here. So would I. Beth is a complete, she's either an idiot or a genius, Duchess. She's so out of it. You know, she's in another world all the time. She's always living in the past, 20 years ago and all this stuff. But she doesn't have the vaguest idea what's going on. And she's taking up a perfectly good slot that we need filled with somebody who is on the ball. So this week, Betty has been in Hong Kong. And Jane and I have just been going out of our minds. We're so busy. We, in addition to our normal work, you know, we have this huge conference that's coming up next month, and Jane's put a tremendous burden on my shoulders. I'm going in 5 directions all at one time. It's nice. I like it, and I'm getting a lot of it done, and Jane and I have been working very well lately. And I don't know whether it's a compromise on both parts, but Jane will... it's just working well, Duchess. I mean, you know, a few months back I was having a bit of friction with Jane, or at least I felt that. But she's listening more to me. I don't know if that's an improvement or what, but what I mean is, if I suggest something now, you know, she'll kind of think about it and then say, well, all right, go ahead. Whereas before, she wasn't sure that I was entitled to an opinion or something, you know? She wants to be fair, but at the same time, she doesn't want me to get too big of a head too quickly, because I am the very junior partner in this administrative staff, you know? Anyway, everything she gives me, I try to do it, you know, quickly and do it right. But boy, it's got so much, and she knows it. In fact, she said that she's very pleased because she realizes that we're all burdened down with a lot of things, an awful lot of details. And so, but as I say, it's working out beautifully, Duchess, because I've been back in the office a month, and usually I go stir crazy when I have to stay in that office more than a few days. It's different than being out in the field. I mean, it's nicer as far as surroundings go. It's clean and it's air-conditioned, and I can wear heels to work if I want to, instead of running around in sneakers or boots or something else. But there's a lot of mental pressure, and there's always phone calls and people stopping in. And in reality, I'm covering all four corps right now, first, second, third, and fourth, on supplies, on personnel. And it's a lot. You know, we have 60-some girls, and every time you turn around, there's a problem someplace. Okay. Oh, and about the extension, and I don't know what... This is what I wanted to tell you. After you have completed your one-year contract, which I have now, for every 3 months you extend, in other words, if you extend 3 months at a time, you get an R&R, which means you get a free ride to one of the R&R places, either Hong Kong, Australia, Hawaii, Taipei, Bangkok, Japan. So I don't know what's going to happen after June, Duchess. If I decide to come home soon, it will be June, because I would like to be home in the summer. But if I feel that after June 19th I'd still like to stay a little longer, then it probably won't be for a few months, because I don't want to come home in the winter. Or at least not if I, you know, can help it. I would just have a strong desire to be home in the summer and do absolutely nothing. Oh well. Anyway, we'll just see how that works out. I don't know that I'd stay the whole year, but as I say, right now it's still exciting and it's still challenging, and I feel so good. Today I felt tired. I was off today, but yesterday we worked a half a day, and then we went to Saigon, Jane and I, and Beth, and Hank, the craftsman who works in our office. He had this party, and it wasn't that good a party, but he did plan on us going to it. So I stayed with Charmaine, and I slept on the floor. We just threw the mattress down on the floor. And this morning I woke up, and I was all achy. But I came home this afternoon, back to my little clean room. I'm so comfortable here, really, as compared to the last year that I've been in Vietnam. I've been living in dirt and filth, and you know, over here I have some bugs, but not too many. But I have air conditioning, and it's clean. You know, the air is cleaner, and I have my own shower, my own bathroom, and my bed is comfortable, and my room is painted, or at least most of it's painted. And I have the refrigerator, and I'm very, very comfortable. It's the best quarters I've had in the whole year that I've been here. Oh, and something else. I talked with Jane. I don't know if I mentioned this to you before. You know, she wanted me to go back in the Delta, or at least get permanent quarters down there, even though I never spend a great deal of time there, because she keeps calling me back up to the office to work on projects. So, in the next 3 months, two of my clubs in the Delta, one really is not considered Delta, but it's Vung Tao. The other one is Sock Training, way down in the Delta. Two of them will be closing. We have that on confirmed reports. And I explained to Jane that to put a permanent residence of an area director in Canto in the Delta area is not a good idea, because I'll be too far south. Everything will be north. We're opening clubs north, you know, not south. So anyway, this took one or two sessions, and then Jane agreed 100% that it would be a foolish move. I mean, I've been talking about it for weeks. All of a sudden, it dawns on her that this would be a ridiculous move to put somebody down there. So consequently, I don't think I'll be moving for a while. Maybe never, I don't know. But at least I won't be going to live in the Delta permanently. This was decided just a couple of days ago. I think this is running out, Duchess. Better flip it on over. So, anyway, that is something that is at least temporarily settled. Of course, that doesn't mean I couldn't go in another direction. And that wouldn't surprise me either. But at least not in the immediate future. Okay. What else? Let me check my notes here. Yes. This is something funny I should tell you. I better wait because I think this is going to run out on this sign. I don't know how funny it is after all. Let's see. Oops, flip over, Duchess.